Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play. Welcome to the Fallout Lorecast, the podcast that explores the boundaries of our knowledge about the world of Fallout. Wastelanders, Vault Dwellers, welcome back to the Fallout Lorecast. It is time again for a patron chat because we are at the end of August already, and I have a full group of people here that we are going to welcome in just a second. This episode is kind of a continuation over last week's patron episode where we were talking about the best locations for future Fallout games, and we have four new locations this week. Actually, three new locations with some insight into why those locations would be really cool. But we've got a full house, lots of patrons here to chime in on each of those locations. So let's say hi to everybody. I'm going to read out everybody's names, and then on the count of three, you're going to unmute and you're going to make the sound of what your favorite location sounds like. And we're going to see what sounds you make. Think about what the most common sound is for the place that you're going to be talking about, or the place that you talked about last week, or a place that you'd like to go. Any sound at all, really, it doesn't really matter. All right, here we go. We've got Ian Pumpkin King, Stagger and Stumble, Lil Green, Betty Butcher, Adam Bonnie Baby, Judson, Maverick, Terrell, and Nova. Welcome back to the show, everyone. On the count of three, get ready to chime in with your funny sounds. Here we go. One, two, three.
Microsoft.
Microsoft? That's the sound of Microsoft? Very cool. All right. So Ian's joining us again this week. Ian, you are kicking us off with a location. Where are we going in a future Fallout game, if it was up to you?
We are going to the metropolitan area of the Puget Sound in Washington State.
Washington State, beautiful Washington State. So why there?
I mean, I'm from here.
Okay.
I live in the city of Tacoma, so which would be a part of said location. It'd be like Seattle, Tacoma, Everett. Mm-hmm. Maybe some of the backwood areas.
Yeah, on a really early episode when we covered the same topic, Seattle came up as a location to go to because of some of the cool stuff there. But you're kind of talking more broadly, right? This is a little bit more, not just city, but like wilderness and smaller towns and things like that?
Yes. Because we've got a lot of old coal mining towns up in the mountains. We got cryptids.
Yeah. Fallout 76 brought cryptids in. We gotta now have cryptids in Fallout games, hopefully. That's fun.
Yeah. You know, nice mutated Bigfoot or Bat Squatch, or there's actually a local cryptid where I live called the giant octopus underneath the Narrows Bridge.
What? Wait, you have a giant octopus? Like, that's so normally cryptids are things like, oh, the wolf looking creature or the bat thing or like the alien. But you've got an octopus that lives under the bridge, kind of like a troll.
it's kind of like a kraken.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. It's like a bridge kraken.
Yeah, bridge cracking. man, there's just so much time. You got the five active volcanoes in the state.
You know what? We haven't had a location with a volcano yet in Fallout. Oh, can you imagine what the bombs might have done to like the seismic activity of volcanoes?
That's exactly what I was thinking about. And like, say, because we have one of the biggest volcanoes in the country, Mount Rainier, which is very iconic. Like, you see any picture of Seattle and in the backdrop, that mountain is right there looming.
Yeah. Rain and chat says radioactive lava.
But a little twist I thought about, like, for Mount Rainier, for example. So Mount Rainier, like, say, like, there was a bomb that was dropped, but it didn't go off, like, kind of like in Megaton.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what do you, if you have the choice to detonate or just kill the bomb once, or just, you know, deactivate the bomb.
But it's like in, like it landed like in around the mountain, like, somewhere where like it could, like, potentially
on top of the mountain, like where like the magma dome would be.
Right. So if the bomb were to go off there, it would not just be a nuclear explosion. It would be a nuclear explosion that might also trigger a volcanic eruption.
Yes,
so then you'd end up with volcano nuke, like the radiation just spewing out with. Oh my God, that would be insane. That's so cool.
Well, the thing is like the infrastructure, if like say in real life, if it were to go off right now, it would destroy all the metropolitan area up to, I think, like just south of Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So everything would be destroyed. There would be no roads, no nothing.
Right. Right. So you could even, I'm sorry, go ahead.
That would be a very, because I know when I played Fallout 3 for the first time and deciding whether or not to destroy Megaton was kind of like a, ooh, do I do it? Do I not do it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It would be kind of a similar situation with the Mount Rainier bomb. It would be like, do I destroy everyone?
Yeah. What if they had
or
tech?
Save everyone.
Right. What if they had tech at that point in this future Fallout game? Because, you know, the engine is continuing to evolve, where if you choose to blow it up, the volcano erupts, but then like half of the map turns into like post volcanic wasteland, like hellscape, and it just from that point on is that's just what it is this like hellscape. That would be amazing. Plus the radiation that would spew around and like do all sorts of terrible things.
Oh, yeah.
To the creatures that survive and all of that, that'd be pretty crazy too. Okay, let's open this up to everybody else. What do you guys think about this, like, Washington State fallout? Anybody else have any thoughts on this? Pumpkin?
I have a couple. So, I'm sorry.
We'll do Pumpkin, and then we'll go to Maverick. Pumpkin?
I like the nuke and the volcano idea, but that's really, like, an end game kind of deal.
Yeah, it seems like it could be part of, like, the main storyline plot.
Yeah, like I like that, I do like the idea of like that area, the Seattle, all that, and I'd like to think that there would be people like worshiping the Space Needle, thinking it's an alien spacecraft.
Okay, I like another set of ghouls who are trying to get it to blast off, even though it can't at all.
Think of a group like the Hubologists.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
That would be.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Okay. Maverick, do you want to chime in? Are you there?
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think about this?
So I think volcanoes are, we actually talked about this on my, on our podcast, the Fallout Roundtable, how the bombs may have, how may have affected weather or natural disasters or something like that. So if you want to go over there, check it out. But anyway, we are forgetting one particular volcano, and it's Mount St. Helens here, man.
I was hoping you would mention that.
Yeah. I mean, there's more than one, right?
One of my most favorite volcanoes, and I know all about it. But yeah, you are forgetting one particular volcano, and that's Mount St. Helens.
Yeah, well, he did mention there are multiple in the area. So, I mean, you could have different situations with different volcanoes in the area. You could have a storyline that maybe some nefarious force wants to make them all erupt at the same time, and then that would be even a bigger catastrophe. You could do all sorts of crazy stuff with that kind of thing going on. Judson, did you want to chime in?
Yeah, so this kind of ties into an area I'd like to bring in also, because I'm from just south of there. I'm down in Oregon. And what they were saying with St. Helens blowing, I was like 6 when it blew up.
Yeah.
When it erupted.
Yeah. That was a big deal.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you have any other insight into what that would be like, being that you've kind of lived through it?
Well, the ash from the original, I mean, where I'm at, I'm actually about 2 hours south, 2-3 hours south of there. And we had ash down here for quite a while.
Yeah. Well, or like the forest fires this summer in Canada, and the fact that the smoke made it hundreds and hundreds of miles, or thousands of miles in some cases, in other places, like a situation like that where you have a nuke blow up a volcano. I'm imagining that's going to affect multiple states in Canada.
And I don't think it would be just ash, because you'd have the radioactivity in there also. So it'd be radioactive ash.
Yeah. Yeah. All sorts of other weird mutated creatures that come out of that, I'm sure.
And then, of course, that'd be getting into like the clouds and stuff. And so it'd be raining the radioactive down on you also. Radioactive acid rain.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's called black rain.
Yeah, this would be rough. It would be rough.
Well, no, I'm being serious. That's the technical term is black rain.
It's called black rain. Yeah, and yeah. I would imagine that the survivors would have to come up with ways of handling that, right? Like technology or something, or living underground in order to just get out of it, or something like that. That could play into the story as well. All right, anyone else? Nobody, you want to chime in?
Well, I was going to say, like, would it even really be all that much worse than the Great War itself, though? I mean, yeah, it's going to be devastating, but it's going to basically have the same effect as the Great War would. So
it would be a second apocalypse on top of an already destroyed community of people who are struggling to get by.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, though. So if they can survive it once, I'm sure they can survive it again.
Yeah, maybe. I think the situation would be a little bit different, you know, slightly different,
just a little bit,
slightly different scenario that you could play with. So that's cool. Ian, thank you for the suggestion. We've got to move on. We got some other people with some concepts to share. Let's talk to Adam, Bonnie, Baby. Bonnie,
hello.
Where are we going in your Fallout scenario?
So this is probably going to be more of a mod, just because it's not going to be in America. Just sort of like hinging on to the whole Fallout London thing, because you can probably tell the more I talk, I am from Scotland.
What? So, you don't have an accent that's different than ours. Yeah. No, that's cool. That's cool.
So, yeah, I kind of like the idea of like just seeing what, like, because I'm kind of more from like the Edinburgh sort of area. So, more like the city centre. So when I'm kind of thinking about this, it's like a clash between Dishonored and like Horizon. So you know how it's that kind of almost Viking-esque, it would be kind of more like going back to the clans and stuff, but it's in this kind of post-apocalyptic world. There's the kind of, I think, the image I have in my head. And I know Fallout London's also done, it's Iron Brew. So if you've heard of Iron Brew, which is more popular here than Coca-Cola. So we kind of have, so I was like thinking of all of the different sort of like, and like the British side of things as well, like all the type of like snacks and drinks that we have here and
right.
Just all of these different things. And then like our folklore. So I'm thinking that the whole thing of our national animal being the unicorn.
Yeah.
I kind of thought that, you know, like for horses, that maybe it would be like a mutated horse that kind of then becomes like this sort of unicorn type idea.
Right. And maybe it's terrifying instead of beautiful or something.
So it's not like this lovely creature. They're like, yeah, like you don't want to get too close. It was kind of like the equivalent of the Deathclaw.
Yeah. So are you thinking specifically like Northern UK, like Scotland, or a specific city, or kind of a broader area?
I think with like Fallout London, the fact that that's kind of more like city, I kind of feel like, see, Scotland's not that big in terms of like, so when they condense the games down as well, I kind of feel like they probably could get it all in one go. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably equivalent to the size of, say, West Virginia, something like that. I mean, probably similar in scale. So you could probably take all of Scotland, put it in one game, have some city areas, have some rural areas, have some, I mean, there's a lot of different geography, right? You've got the coastlines, you've got mountainous regions. So you could do the whole thing and then work in a lot of the cultural stuff. Is there any other cultural stuff you think would fit in?
Like putting on the spot, and I haven't thought that.
That's all right. But I like the unicorn.
To be fair,
thing.
I would say the thing that kind of like comes to mind with me is like you'll always hear the fact that it's always rainy in Scotland, just to go like the complete opposite, where it's just most of us get wiped out because it's too hot, just with like the whole nuclear side of things. So we've got that kind of, I don't know,
yeah,
who can survive.
Yeah, well, Washington State also very rainy, so similar kind of vibe there if you go with that and then turn it on its head, right? And yeah, you know, I don't think we'll ever get I've mentioned this multiple times on the show, I don't think we'll ever get a non like mainline game, Fallout game set anywhere outside of the US because it's such a US centric kind of thing. But to have a mod do it, or to even have a side story, you know, like if they were to put it out to a side developer and just have kind of a separate series go on, you know, you never say never, because that could happen. All right, let's open this up. What do you guys think about a Scottish Fallout? Pumpkin?
There's a lot of thoughts that can be done with this. Like, I'm thinking, like, they would probably, if there is a Scotland, it would probably revert back to melee weapons. So there would be a lot of claymores. Yeah. There would be a lot of, you know, that sort of stuff. I'm thinking of just an entire quest based around Braveheart.
Right? Yeah, like the history, like the misunderstood history of Braveheart would be great.
There's like a gang that's based themselves around Braveheart. Yeah. They've got the blue paint.
Yeah, they're just called the Bravehearts or something really dumb. Yeah. Like that pays no actual attention to the real history of it.
But I love a thought of like the folk, like of adding folklore. Like as Bonnie brought up, there's also, other than the unicorn, there is something called a Kelpie, which is a very dangerous being, which would be, it's kind of brings up the name. It kind of drags people into the water. So think of kelp, and it just drags them into the water.
Yeah. What very if the unicorn,
so kind of like them ones that are in Harry Potter? I think they were based on
not Harry Potter. It was Fantastic Beasts.
Oh yeah.
Same universe, so that counts. What if the unicorn was the scary looking one and the Kelpie was actually like nice and cute?
Yeah.
And they like swap it because they get mutated or whatever. That'd be fun. Lil Green, I saw you wanted to chime in. Did you want to share some ideas on this?
It's really just, I want to see what Bethesda thinks of the world outside of the United States. So, and Scotland just being a location that is not really like a mainstream media thing, like why not be? And it is a weird place, but you know, considering the unicorn is its national animal, like, you know,
yeah,
animal,
yeah.
But it's just like, I feel like it'd be like a nice change of pace, like seeing a different culture. I'm like, you know, how it's interpreted, like the Great War affected it, or just the times affected it.
Right. So. My guess is that many other locations weren't hit with as many nukes as the US and China, that those two locations were mostly decimated. And by that point in the history, even any of the other nations that would have been allies to those other countries were kind of on the out. They weren't doing so great. So they might have still gotten hit by some nukes, but not nearly to the extent of the two main countries at that point. So a place like Scotland may actually be relatively untouched for much of the location there, right? Which could be very interesting to see a much more healthy location, kind of like in 76. There's very healthy locations in 76 still. So, yeah, you might get something like that, which would be cool. Ian, did you want to chime in?
About the faction, we could have a Carmichael faction.
Okay. Can you explain that a little bit?
So I have a lineage that goes back to Scotland, and Carmichaels were, in fact, I think our first, going with a little bit of history, our first ambassador to Spain was William Carmichael, who was a Scottish immigrant from Scotland.
Mm-hmm. So like,
and he was our first ambassador to Spain. I was like, oh, wait a minute. And they got all sorts of castles in Scotland. So I was like, oh, that could be like a faction, like the Brotherhood of Steel or something like that.
Right, right. You take like a famous historical name, like person, and you factionalize it.
I think it worked best with Liam Neeson.
they all only know about Liam Neeson
because he's Irish, isn't he?
Is he Irish?
Is he Irish or Scottish?
He's Irish. That would be even funnier, though, that the people in the future can't tell the difference between people.
I always get mistaken for Irish. The amount of times, because I was like a tour guide in Scotland, like, are you Irish? I'm like, yeah, obviously I'm Irish. Yeah.
Right, clearly.
Isn't Connery, because Sean Connery's Scottish.
Yeah, he's Scottish.
So what if there's just a gang that's based all around Sean Connery movies?
Yeah, right. And they can't pronounce S's without making them SH's.
David Tennant's Scottish as well.
Scottish. I'm Sean Connery. I'm from Scotland. Everything's
That's the thing as well. The mysterious stranger in Fallout London is James Bond as well. It's 007.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. That's fun. Yeah. Cool. Any other thoughts on Scotland?
I'm going to ask Adam Bomb Baby, what do you think Scotland looked like pre-war? Before the bombs hit, like, what was society like leading up to the Great War, do you think? Because, you know, the Euro-Middle East War had gone to a, like, Euro-Middle East War ended in 2060 with neither side getting what they wanted. The European Commonwealth got no oil and they lost a ton of soldiers and spent their entire, essentially dwindled their economies on that with single war. So what do you think it looks like in 2077, right before the war happens?
Yeah, I kind of feel like it's going to be like similar because like we've got like a sort of lot of the like oil and coal as well. So there's always been that kind of like a lot of disagreements without getting into too much of the politics of it all. But there's been like a lot of that. So I could see there being sort of, I think even more like a segregation, like that sort of whole UK thing, because we kind of had the thing where everybody like sort of like came together eventually, but I feel like it might go the complete opposite where we're kind of like, nobody's getting in to our walls up kind of thing. So
I feel like desperation breeds infighting. I think you're probably right. You would end up with more division and people struggling to take care of themselves. And so there's more competition.
Yeah.
Terrell, did you want to chime in too? I know you unmuted there for a second.
So I'm going to be honest. I did kind of forget what I was going to say, but I do definitely, if there is like a Fallout game based in Scotland, I would love for them to incorporate some type of like bagpipe playing mechanic like they have in like Fallout 76 with the banjo and stuff. That would be amazing.
Yeah, bagpipes. And then in chat, Moistly Drunk says Highlander. So like you can have a, like there can only be one quest line.
Yeah,
that would be amazing.
I kind of feel like in terms of like the like outfits, it would probably be like more your sort of clans, like your sort of going back to the Celts and everything like that as well.
Yeah, and the patterns, the different whatever those called, like every clan had their own colors and their own patterns, right?
Yeah, the tartan.
Yeah, that's what that's
called. Just be careful so you don't have a manly Marilyn Monroe moment with your kilt.
Radiation.
Or maybe intentionally do that. There you go.
I was going to say, what's wrong with that?
You just, you know, showing a little bit of, you know.
Oh, the updraft.
Awesome. Well, these are some fun suggestions, and we've got some more to get to. But first, we have to go thank our patrons, you guys, and everybody else who helps support the show. So we will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
See another of General Atomic's finest, still eager to serve.
All right, here we are in the middle of the show. I'll try to make this quick. We've got some new patrons to welcome. Brandon H., Pedernils Falls. I always forget how to pronounce that, Ped. I'm so sorry. And Terrell, who's joining us, welcome to the Patreon. Thank you for your support. And we get to shout out our sentry bots, Germinator, Larry D., Mark C., Sky R., and Terrell. Thank you so much for your support. And we would normally read out a review, but we don't have any new ones this week. So if you'd like to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, we'll read that out on a future episode. Otherwise, if you want to join this wonderful group or just get ad-free episodes or whatever else, head over to patreon.com/falloutlorecast and check out all the different stuff you can get. Thank you all for your support and for making this possible. I couldn't do it without you. All right, let's move on with the rest of the show.
If you have any questions about Nuka World, I'd be delighted to answer them.
All right, we're back. So we have a location that two people agreed on. Which of you would like to start first on this? Terrell, did you want to go first?
Sure, I can go first.
Okay, so where are we talking about? Where are you taking us to?
I was thinking like Brooklyn, but like mainly like the Brooklyn and Queens area of New York, you know, like that stretch of land.
Yeah, so staying out of Manhattan, going to like specifically those two boroughs.
Exactly. Like I was thinking that it'd be really interesting to go with New York because of like how big of a city it already is. And to see like how that was affected by the bombs, and because you know like crime rates in New York are already high, as you know, really high. So I would think that like in a sense, crime would kind of take over. I was thinking maybe like organized crime would take over instead of like the Brotherhood or like the Enclave factions, because New York is kind of close to like the DC area, or like so you'd think that like they could get close, but maybe like the gangs just organized, you know, up into organized crime again, went back to like mafia times and like kind of took over into like these separate factions, kind of like a large scale nuke world type scenario.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, there's a, I mean, you've got a lot of city space and a lot of different, you know, neighborhoods that could form under certain gangs. Do you think this would be like the mafia would be part of it, but then you'd have other gangs as well competing with them?
Oh, I would think it'd be like mainly like, you know, mafia bosses versus mafia bosses, like kind of like trigger men running the show, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So you've got the gangs going on. How much of the city, or at least this part of the city, is devastated? Because New York feels like it would be a primary target for nuking.
Right.
Do you think that like you're going to end up with everything's just kind of obliterated and people have rebuilt? Will there be like sections that didn't get hit so bad? What do you think?
So I was thinking that the game would mainly take place like more so in the Brooklyn area, you know, and then a little bit of the Queens, but Queens would be mainly like you know how you have like the Glowing Sea and stuff in Fallout 4, like it'd be mainly like destroyed by nukes, and that'd kind of have a nice cutoff because you'd have like one natural border being like the water, and then you'd also have like you can only go so far into the wasteland, you know. I think that'd work well. And then, like, on top of it, it kind of worked well as, like, a DLC if they wanted to involve, like, Staten Island or something, you know?
Oh, yeah, you could add in the other boroughs as you kind of build out the DLC and expand the map out. Yeah, that's a cool idea.
And, like, for me personally, like, I know, like, everyone doesn't play that way, but I just, like, always end up, like, kind of, like, trying to go, like, the, like, self-righteous heroic path. So, like, maybe we could add, like, some type of, like, small, like... Like, I kind of like the responders in Fallout 76, you know, and seeing that there's already like a lot of like great nurses and like hospital staff and everybody in New York. I think that that'd be like a natural place for responders to like kind of start up, too. You know?
Yeah. Lots of public servants, firefighters, police officers, hospital staff, you know, paramedics, you know, all of those different groups, I would imagine, similar, like you're saying, to 76, banding together and trying to do something for the good of society amidst this terrible strife between all these different mafia groups who are kind of fighting it out. It's an interesting dynamic. Yeah, I like that.
And then, like, we could, like, they could even do, like, some type of, like, the underground New York subway system being some sort of, like, labyrinth just filled with mainly just, like, ghouls and, like rad rats and rad roaches, you know, just mainly like just like combat oriented, you know?
Yeah. So do you think we'd get like alligators in the sewer? Isn't that like a whole joke about like New York at some point had alligators in the sewer or something like that happened? I don't.
You know, I never really thought about it, but it'd be a great opportunity to reintroduce gator claws.
Yeah. Like all of a sudden you're coming across things that you would expect. Oh, there's a little ghoul nest over here. There's rad roaches. There's, you know, whatever, giant rats. And all of a sudden there's a gator claw and you're like, what? Where did this come from? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Ray in chat says, what if you had mutant turtles as an homage to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? I like that idea.
Oh, that would be amazing. It wouldn't be copyrighted, you know, that would be great.
Yeah, I mean, they could spoof it, right? They would have like...
Yeah, no, they could.
Yeah. Like really ugly turtle monsters that somehow know like kung fu or something. I don't know.
They could just base it off of the CGI movie and it would be fine.
Right, right, right. Oh, that's cool. All right. Any other ideas on this one for you?
Honestly, that was it for me.
Okay, cool, cool. Now, I know before we open this up to everybody else, I know Stagger also wanted to talk about New York. Stagger, what's your version of New York? Is it similar to this one, or is it a little bit different?
I didn't think too much about it, like, geographically. Like, the thing I've always found interesting specifically about Fallout was, like, the anthropological aspect. Like, you just did the Kings episode, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And the Kings always, like, were hilarious to me because you have these, like, quote-unquote contemporary, like, modern Fallout humans piecing together, like, little bits of information they find about, like, the cultures in the past and coming to these, like, really zany, like, erroneous conclusions.
Right, which is probably exactly what we're doing with places like Egypt and Rome and wherever.
Yeah.
Right.
And I, like, so I think because New York's such, like, a melting pot of, like, different cultures and stuff, it'd be perfect for, like, all of these, like, zany little factions. Like, you could have, like, a Wall Street faction where it's, like, a bunch of dudes in, like, patchwork business suits, and they, like, force you to give them their caps and give you little scraps of paper that say junk bond on them. And they're like, we're the Wall Street Syndicate.
Right.
You could have, like, I don't know, like, food's a big thing in New York, so you could have, like, a bagel faction. Like, guys who, like, are, like, obsessed with bagels.
Just a bagel faction.
And then they come up, and they're like, do you know about the Shmia? And you could be like, you're just your Fallout player. You're like, what's the Shmear? And they're like, he doesn't know about the Shmear. Boys, get him.
That's,
like,
amazing.
I don't know, all kinds of stuff like that I think would be great. New York's, like, perfect for it.
The pizza faction. The New York Za. We're the New York Za. Don't mess with us.
You fold it?
You fold? Are you a folder? What do you feel? How do you feel about pineapple? Tell us the truth. That's amazing. I really like that idea. What if we combined these things and you had the different mafia groups also be connected to one of these concepts? So you had, like, the bagel mafia, the pizza mafia, the man, that'd be great. Any other thoughts on this one, Stagger?
Not really. Like, I just thought I was just coming up with, like, zany factions, kind of like the Kings.
Yeah, no, this is all fun ideas. I love this. The Wall Street Syndicate is a really cool idea, too. I can imagine them in these, like, really worn out looking suits.
Subway Surfers.
The Subway Surfers. That would be cool. That, yeah. Man. Okay, let's open this up. Some of you haven't had a chance to chime in. If you would like to, feel free to. I can try to prioritize people who haven't spoken too much. But otherwise, if you'd like to chime in, go ahead and unmute and let me know what you're thinking about New York. If you have any other thoughts or questions about this. Anybody? Yeah, go, Terrell, go for it.
Okay, cool. I was just gonna say, I love that pizza idea. Like, their initiation could just be like, they ask you, like, do you like pineapple on your pizza? And if you answer yes, like, you're their enemy.
Yeah,
like,
they just shoot you, like, in the head immediately. You're just offed. You're done. That's it.
What do you put on pizza? Ranch. Get them, boys.
Get them. Yeah, did you say pepperoni? All right, we're good. You can live. Yeah, I love that idea.
Deep dish.
What? Deep dish? Get him. Yeah, yeah. Pumpkin? You're okay. Still... Oh, there you are. I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Sorry, I've been coughing and laughing. Sorry. So I was thinking, because, like, when you think of bigger cities, you think of the big... when... like a police department and a fire department having feuds a lot.
Okay.
And I'm thinking of those gangs that were originally old school policemen and old school firemen. And it just turns out that every time they get in a fight, they just decide to play a softball game.
That's how they, one of them's like, oh, you're in our turf. Well, we can't stand it for that. We gotta go up to bat. It's time to go up to bat. You ready? All right, we're up to bat. All right, let's do it.
But I'm also thinking of, like, a Brooklyn Nine-Nine reference to, like, you know, one of them, they call him Andy because it's Andy Samberg who plays Jake, or Terry for Terry Crews. But, like, I'm thinking of, like, is Lady Liberty in the Fallout universe, is Lady Liberty a giant robot?
Oh yeah, that would be cool. Or it gets turned into a giant robot by, like, the Brotherhood
or something, like,
or
that.
Something. Yeah.
Like, or, like, what happened to the Empire State Building? All these other things. Like, there's a lot that you could work with, and I do like the idea of New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that that's what was originally supposed to be.
It was one of the key locations that they almost did, and then they shifted. Remember the old TV show King of Queens? Remember King of Queens? We could have like one of the gangs. It's just like, I'm the King of Queens. And like,
but what about what happened to Central Park?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's another one.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going into Manhattan here.
I'm thinking of a person who just acting like Spider-Man, and it's just a random encounter, and like it's just a body of a guy who decided to try and whip.
Yeah, and he just fell out of a building or something. Yeah, it's, lots of comic books take place in New York, so I would expect that we have expansions on like the Hubris comics with all these other heroes, and you could have like Arachnid Guy or, you know, whatever. That would be fun. All right, who else wants to chime in? AK?
Yeah, so I like everyone's ideas with the different like gangs and factions. I think New York is always going to be like a good site for that, but I also just think like with that, like New York has so many different like cultural communities and like subsections to it and different types of like architecture and different styles within it that I always think that it makes a great a great possible Fallout setting in terms of like dungeons and delving and stuff too, because I think there's a lot of interesting stuff you could do with that with New York, and I think that plays in with the stuff with the factions and that. But I always think New York is really cool because it's just so big, and I just feel like there's so much you can do.
Yeah. Okay. So let's expand on that dungeon concept. Are you thinking like dungeons in the buildings, in the different sections with different communities, or dungeons that like how does that work?
Well, I think with somewhere like New York, you can do a little bit of everything, which is why I like it. Like you could definitely do like Fallout 4 style, like working through apartment buildings or like working through cityscapes like that. You could obviously have the subway tunnels and stuff like that. But somewhere like Central Park could be very open, or something like Central Park Zoo could be like a dungeon type encounter where you get a lot of unique monsters. But it's not like, you know, like something where you're underground or in corridors, like it's a little more open of an environment, but you're seeing cool creatures because it's all of the irradiated creatures from or that might have survived from the zoo.
Yeah, so you could have creatures that aren't even naturally part of, say, North America running around in the city because they all got out and then mutated or whatever. So you have like giraffes or tigers or whatever because they all got out of the zoo. That seems like a fun idea. I also like the idea of Central Park and it having been like a key location where maybe there you could like plant things, like you could actually create farmland somewhere because it's a city without too much actual open land. And so that becomes a very like sought after location, and only the most powerful people have now basically taken Central Park and turned it into their fortress or something, or part of their land that they use in order to survive. So, yeah, I think that's some interesting stuff, too. Anybody else like to chime in? Any other thoughts on New York?
I do have one.
Yeah, go for it.
So, let me just think I'm going to phrase this real quick. Okay, so who is going to be the best square? Is it going to be Times Square or Madison Square Garden? Is there going to be a square war between them?
The square, like two different gangs from two different squares that battle it out?
Yep.
I like that. Here's another thought. The Ghostbusters are in New York. Do we get more ghosts and end up with a group of people who are going around busting the ghosts in some way or another? And what does that look like in Fallout?
I feel like we talked about this or like earlier or something like this about the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, but ghosts come up pretty commonly as just kind of a fun little like, yeah, there's ghosts in Fallout. Yeah, like, what do you think, Pumpkin? Pumpkin's coughing.
Like they're in the. I'm thinking of like just ideas. Like it's just like they're just a group of people with pipe pistols, and instead of a vehicle, it's just a guy making the siren noise with his mouth.
Yeah.
I love the thought of like a Ghostbusters, and like you just hear the "We got one" from a random building somewhere in the city.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. So like they're kind of running around on the periphery as you make your way through the map doing stuff, but you don't ever quite run into them. But you see like evidence of their work as you're working your way around. That's a fun idea.
What's this? what's this puddle of green stuff on the floor?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Did somebody kill somebody with a plasma rifle?
Or all over the wall.
That's not exactly plasma rifle goo. Looks more like just ectoplasm. Weird.
Just across the map, you just see a blinding flash of light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Or you'd be the one to take over Lady Liberty.
Right. Yeah. Like Ghostbusters 2. Yeah.
Or you could rebrand them as the Ghoul Busters.
Oh, the Ghoul Busters. There you go. They're the faction. They're a side faction of the group of like service workers that are trying to make everything good, but they feel like they need to stand up against the ghoul threat or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And they just go through and they just sweep building by building to clear it of ghouls and other creatures that they don't want to have around.
Bringing up an old faction we came up with a couple of months ago.
Yeah. So, Lil Green, I see you unmuted. You want to chime in?
No, I think New York would be great just because of all of the pop culture references that you have and everything. Because I know in Boston they tried to incorporate as much as they could, but like, New York has an ungodly amount of stuff you can reference, from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the Ghostbusters, Spider-Man, like, the list goes on and on and on. And it would be just kind of fun to see the environmental storytelling that they use for all of that. So,
yeah,
I think that'd be the most, like, exciting thing if New York ever became a, like, a location.
Yeah, yeah.
So especially for someone who lives, like, 30, 40 minutes away from it. And like, it'd be kind of cool for me to be like walking around. It's like, oh, I know about this. I know about that.
Right. I've been down this road. I've been in that building.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's cool. Betty, you haven't had a chance to chime in too much. I just wanted to make sure if you wanted to, you had the opportunity to chime in. You have any thoughts on New York?
I actually don't. I think everybody kind of hit the nail on the head with every point. Maybe there'd be a good variety of music too. I know that there's a lot of great jazz history in New York, specifically in the Harlem area, I believe, but I'm not too certain. I'm not like a historian by any means. So yeah, that's kind of all I got to say about it, but it would be really sick. And there's a lot of really awesome pop culture references as well. So
yeah, I think that's a huge point, because you have all these different cultures and they're different sections. You can have like Black history in Harlem and jazz music, and you can have like the whole like Bohemian kind of art section of Manhattan, right? You can, like all of these different communities.
Say that again. District.
Yeah, there you go. And like, there's so much. Yeah, there's so much you could do with all of those different groups. And heck, even like the punk scene playing at like CBGB's, you know, like that kind of thing. You could have like the punk gang.
Raider vibes for sure.
Raider punk gang. And they all run around with actual guitars that they call their axes, and their actual guitars with like spikes and stuff that they use to hit people or something.
Yeah.
With chains and stuff. That would be cool too. And spikes. Well, cool. All right. I think we've got some other good ones this week. This has been a lot of fun, a lot of fun ideas. AK, you jumped in before we checked to see if everybody had an author, like an idea of where to go. Did you have a location you wanted to share?
Yeah. So I got to go last time with the Fallout Great Lakes, but that was mine with the kind of Cleveland and Detroit area.
That's right. That's right. There's so many people. I don't remember who chimed in and who didn't.
No, for sure.
A month later. Yeah.
You say that.
Awesome. Just wanted to double check to make sure we got everybody. Well, thank you everybody for joining us. This has been super fun. Let's go through and real quick, feel free to shout out something you've got going on or just ways people can reach out to you. I'm going to go through the order that I see everybody on the screen. So we're going to start with Ian. Ian, you got anything you want to share?
Yeah. So, I mean, you can follow me on like Twitch as Odin the Hooded One 93, or just if you want to chat with me either on Discord, I think it's Odin One Eye or Odin the Hooded One. I can't remember.
So just keep an eye out for Odin on Discord, and it'll be you.
Yeah, yeah. keep an eye out on Odin. Or you can reach me on Facebook, Ian Hedges. It's the picture with the lightsaber, if anybody's...
Okay. All right, cool. Well, yeah, they should go check out your Twitch stream. That's awesome. Thanks for joining again. Pumpkin King, you're up next.
So, of course, you have my, you can find me on Discord here on the Robots Radio Discord, but you can also find me on Twitter with my Twitter is the Pumpkin King. The E is a three, and the ones are the I's are both ones. And I've got more to talk about this time.
Yeah.
So me and some friends on the PlayStation are actually starting up a responders role playing group, and we're looking for members. So if anyone's down.
Nice. Awesome.
Little Green looks like it.
Yeah.
And
that's fun.
Other thing, I recently got the Fallout tabletop rulebook, and I'm actually planning on turning the Fallout Montana, or as I'm going to be calling it, Fallout Treasure, into a tabletop.
Nice. So are you looking for people to play with you? Is this like, is this going to be like a thing?
This is going to be a big campaign. So there's, it's going to be a while.
Okay.
So
cool.
if at the time I get it done and I have stuff, I might turn it into a series.
That sounds awesome. We'll keep us posted on that. That sounds like a lot of fun.
I will.
That's great. Awesome.
So, yeah. Just letting everybody know.
Very cool.
And that should be it.
All right. Sounds good. Stagger up next. You got anything you want to share?
I don't do shit, man. Really boring.
That's fine.
The lifting thing's been going pretty cool. I posted a video of that Discord because I had like nobody to show.
Oh,
that's cool. I just go to work and go to the gym and play video games. If anybody wants to talk on Discord, that's cool because I don't really have any friends. But that's about it.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Nice to be back. I missed the last couple of ones because I've been busy, but hopefully I'll try to attend the patron chats like regularly again.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. I'm glad you were able to make it. Lil Green, you got anything you want to share? You got your photo stuff. People can get photos.
Yeah, obviously, I have my photo stuff. But, I do have a couple like small things for that coming up. I got an off-roading event. I'm probably shooting a couple models this month. So I'm actually kind of busy. And the only other thing I keep mentioning is, it's my birthday again.
Happy birthday!
Yeah.
Yay.
But if you want to reach out to me, I always check the Discord every so often. I'm, I think, just Lil Green on there, or look me up on Instagram at Lil Green_photography. Coming off of last week, who's the one that suggested me answering life advice?
Oh yeah.
Because I don't know who it was, but there was a handful of people that did it, and I don't know if I gave good answers.
You should do like a write-in column thing.
Oh my god, that'd be hilarious. But yeah, no, I am interested in possibly doing the thing with Pumpkin King on the PlayStation, so I'll definitely be reaching out to him.
Nice.
But yeah, no.
Yeah, get a group going.
Thank you again.
Awesome. Betty, you're up next. You got anything going on?
Oh no, I'm sorry. I don't have anything exciting to
That's
report.
Totally fine. That's totally fine. But thank you for joining us. And then Adam Bonnie. Adam Bonnie baby.
I'm still over on Twitter doing all my screenshots, and I'm getting really into art at the minute, so I'm doing like a lot of Fallout 4 related drawings and stuff. So
very cool.
And I've been trying to get back on the Fallout 76, so I might try and join in the responders as well.
Oh, pumpkins all excited.
My PlayStation's so neglected, I need to go back on.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us. Judson, you got anything you want to share?
Not much. I just work and pop in and out of Discord every once in a while. So if you see Steam Lord hanging around on Discord, that's me. And this weekend, if I'm able to get it downloaded, I'm not going to be visible to anyone because got that new game coming out.
Yeah, Star something.
So, something like that, yeah.
Star World, Space Field, I don't know, something. Yeah. I'll be playing a lot of that too. Awesome. Thanks, Judson. Maverick, I know you've got the Fallout Roundtable podcast on Robots Radio that people can tune in if they want more Fallout stuff. Anything else you got going on?
Oh, we've got more. I'd like to introduce a new podcast that's actually going to happen. It's a pro wrestling discussion podcast called Three Count Thoughts.
Nice. So if you're into wrestling, you've got a new show you can check out.
Yeah.
Very cool, man.
Yeah. With the Fallout Roundtable, we will be recording tomorrow as of the recording. It'll be tomorrow.
It'll be tomorrow.
When it comes out, it'll be over. So
Got it. Yeah, go check out that stuff. Links at robotsradio.net. Maverick, thank you for joining again. Terrell?
Yeah.
Terrell, thanks for joining. You got anything you want to shout out?
Yeah, actually. So, I'm currently, like, working on a small little game project, and I'm looking for any artists. So if anybody, like, is interested, hit me up on Discord. It's just Rello, R-E-L-L-O. Or you could hit me up on Instagram under TerrellH9287. Just real simple, and it'd be paying work, you know. I just need concept, like, someone who could do concept art or character art, like, either or, you know. Just small project, though.
That's awesome. Sounds like a great opportunity for somebody who's a talented artist. Very cool. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us. Nova, I know you got stuff.
Yep, I'm always up to something. About a week ago, I released a video over the sniper rifle from Fallout 3 in New Vegas and how it's not actually a sniper rifle. And so I used a... I know. Tom is just shocked, right, guys?
Weird. It's actually Fallout weapons DMR. Not actually being like real weapons? Weird.
I know, right? So I spent $2,000 buying an actual DMR to demonstrate how it is like a DMR. I totally didn't accidentally buy that DMR while I was drunk one night.
Wow.
Anyways, though.
Okay. That's... Wow. Anyway. All right.
I told this story to Green already, and he was like, "Oh, okay, that's great." Anyways, though, yes. So I released that video just because I had the resources to. I'm working on a video about the mad scientists of America in Fallout. So going over all the unethical crap that that American scientists were doing, and then I have a new project that my friend and I have been actually discussing about. Like a potential just non-lore friendly story involving Fallout 76 and where the Enclave can go from there. So, we just discussed ideas, but we're going to be voice acting auditions with our different friends soon and beginning to write scripts out. So that's going to be a lot of fun, I hope, and totally not torturous. It will be a year-long project.
Wow. All right. So, man, you're getting into all sorts of fun stuff. That's awesome.
Yes, well, I am.
Keep us up to date with that for sure.
I will if we ever get it off the ground.
Well, good luck. All right. And then AK Spartan, wrapping this up. AK, you have anything you want to share?
Yeah, nothing really to promote or anything right now. Obviously, I'm AK Spartan. I'm in the Discord. I'm just kind of hanging out, but I'll keep mine short. We can wrap it up because I really don't have anything at the moment, but I'm happy to be here. I'm happy I was able to get on.
Yeah, I'm so glad you joined us. This has been a lot of fun. Thank you all for being here. And for those of you with side projects and things, please go check out their stuff. They're all doing lots of fun things. And I love supporting other creators and, you know, getting stuff out there. So thank you for being here. Chat, thank you for joining us for the live stream for this. I will be playing Starfield starting tomorrow night, actually after the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, because we've got that. But then I'll be playing some Starfield, and we've got the Starfield Lorecast. So if you're into Starfield and you want a podcast to listen to and you like my shows, go check that out. So that's what I'll be doing. Thank you again for joining me, everybody, and stay safe in the wasteland. We'll see you next time. To plug into everything else we're doing, check out robotsradio.net. Reach out to me on Twitter at robots_radio. Check out the Robots Radio Rocket Club, where you can join me and a bunch of our other creators creating your podcast, starting a new podcast, or helping your current podcast grow. There's more information about that on robotsradio.net as well. And you can always talk with us and the entire community, over 2,000 people on the Robots Radio Discord. Come join us. We'd love to chat with you. See you guys next time.